The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Looking for a product mentioned on The Trend Reporter? Check out our Amazon page to shop the show. Also, check out my Instagram and YouTube for more beauty and wellness coverage, including tutorials, fun photos, some reels, and much more. Links in the show notes. I'm journalist and beauty obsessive, Mara Schiavocampo. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in beauty and wellness every day. That can be a lot to keep up with. So let me do the work for you. I'm here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Today on The Trend Reporter, TikTok's top trends. Try saying that three times fast. Refinery29 fashion writer Eliza Huber on how TikTok is changing the fashion game.
It's really flipped fashion on its head.
The dress we can't get enough of.
It's already selling out for the second time.
Plus, the surprisingly cozy trend you could make yourself and the vintage finds everyone's clamoring for.
These sweatshirts were selling for like $200.
Everything you want to know about the beauty and wellness trends worth knowing. So, tell me about how influential TikTok has become when it comes to fashion. Because once upon a time, it seemed like it was really about these viral dance videos. But now TikTok has really evolved into the space where people are establishing trends, trying new trends, showing off new trends. I cannot tell you, not one day goes by where I don't hear about something that is a trend on TikTok when it comes to makeup or clothing or hairstyles. They are really driving the trends right now.
Absolutely. We use the data from TikTok, like say how many views a certain hashtag has that ties back to a trend, as much as we use data from retailers. Like because they have so much buying power, Gen Z and people on TikTok, they are really controlling the way that trends are built and which ones are popular and which ones are not. It's really flipped fashion on its head, I think. It really is affecting how brands work and how they approach the future of retail.
So let's talk about some of these TikTok trends. So these are some of the biggest TikTok fashion trends right now. You're going to break them down, tell us what's happening and how we can incorporate them into our lives. So let's start with the Skims dress. What is the Skims dress?
Yes. So the Skims long lounge slip dress is a floor length spaghetti strap bodycon dress. It's ribbed. Like most of the Skims things, it's very kind of sucks you in, which is nice. It's $78, comes in 10 colors. It's also size inclusive. It ranges in size, I believe, from extra, extra small to 4X, which makes it one of the few TikTok dress trends that is size inclusive. And I think that's helped it really be successful. The dress has over 110 million views on TikTok. Like, this dress is huge. It's already selling out for the second time. So it's definitely popular.
What makes this one unique? Why do you think this one caught fire?
It's the way that it fits on so many different body types. If you go on TikTok and you look up Skims, there's going to be thousands of videos of people who look completely different and have completely different, not only wear a different size, but a completely different body shape. And almost all of them will say this dress shocked them when they put it on. We had 7 people try it and everyone said different things about it, but all were pretty much could agree on the fact that when you slipped it on, it really like fit the way you want a dress to fit. And I think the reason that it's so popular is it combines 2 things that we want so much right now. It's super soft, super comfortable. You could wear it around the house. It is a lounge dress, and we don't want to give that up, even if we're out of lockdown. But also, it's really sexy. It kind of has that naked dress look, especially if you got it in like the taupe or the brown neutral colors. And it's body hugging. Like, you can look really dressed up in it. You can dress it high-low, but it's also really comfortable, and we don't want to give that up.
So it sounds like it's kind of like shapewear-ish when you talk about the fit. Is it just that it's very flattering?
Yes, it is. It does have a shapewear look to it where it'll kind of corset you in a bit in the midsection, but then it really highlights curves as well. So it makes your butt look really good. It makes your chest look really good. And then it kind of like comes in around the legs. So you get this really beautiful shape.
Well, leave it to Kim K to figure out how to make a dress that shows up all the right spots. Have you tried it?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
And I don't wear bodycon. I haven't in years. And I was pleasantly surprised. It is extremely long, I will say. I'm 5'8", and it was on the floor.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who it was designed for, Kendall. But keep that in mind.
Is it designed to be ruched, maybe? Are you supposed to, like, pull it up so that you can adjust the length?
Yes, you can definitely ruch it up anywhere that you want, and it will stick because it is so kind of body hugging that if you ruch it up, it'll stay.
Got it. So if it's selling out, though, what are we supposed to do? Just get on the wait list or stalk the website? Is there, like, are there dupes that are really close to it that people are buying?
So they sell it both on Nordstrom and Skims. So you can see kind of if they restock on one and not the other. Skims also just did another restock. They're restocking it all the time because, according to them, it's their most requested item. So they're going to try to keep it in stock. I did hear about a Shein dupe that people are also testing on TikTok that many think is up there.
Let's talk about upside down bikinis.
Essentially what it is if you have a standard triangle bikini, one that can move on the strings. An upside down bikini is when you take it, flip it upside down so that the part that moves on the strings is on top. And then you tie the string that would have normally gone around your back, your waist, around your neck. And then the top strings go and tie around your back.
Yeah, that's not a lot of coverage. It's giving you a ton of underboob. Is that the point?
Yes, there is a lot of underboob. I think with this, we're seeing a rise of swimwear that I like to say NSFW, like not safe for work, but it's not safe for water.
Swimwear that you can't swim in. I love it.
I mean, it makes sense. We spent the last year plus at home. We weren't going on vacation. We weren't going to the beach, having to deal with rough water. We were in backyards, on balconies, on your rooftop. All you needed your bathing suit to do was, like, not leave a tan line and look cute on your Instagram. And underboob can be cute on Instagram. So really, it doesn't matter if you went into an ocean and it would fall off. You don't wear that day then. But when you're on your balcony trying to take a hot pic, you can wear an upside down bikini and there's not really going to be a problem.
I will say, I think an underboob is, like, my favorite part of boob. Like, if you're going to show a part of boob, I like underboob more even than traditional cleavage. Like, there's something mm-hmm. so sexy about underboob because I feel like you're not supposed to see it. So it's kind of that forbidden, like, naughty. I love it. I'm on board. Okay, crochet. Tell me about crochet as a trend.
Yes. So crochet started with Harry Styles. TikTok loves Harry Styles. He has a lot of fans on TikTok. And essentially, he wore a crochet cardigan by J.W. Anderson on the Today Show pre-pandemic. And then when we went into lockdown, a lot of people were looking for things to do, things to distract them, to do with their hands, and kind of a form of escape from everything. And so these young fans of Harry Styles started knitting his cardigan. The sweater was over $1,500. 18-year-olds weren't going to buy it, but they could make it themselves. So much so that the designer, Jonathan Anderson, released the pattern for the sweater so that people could make them. And the hashtag Harry Styles cardigan has over 70 million views now. Like, so many people were making this. And then it kind of kickstarted this huge trend on TikTok. So people were making crochet halter tops, crochet bras, crochet bucket hats, what have you, kind of all over the place. And it ended up kind of reaching the runways. We saw them at Spring Fashion Week at Anna Sui, Alberto Ferretti. We saw them on Inauguration Day with the Bernie Sanders mittens. That was, like, so popular that this school teacher had knit his gloves. And then the newest thing is that Britain's Olympic diver Tom Daley was knitting at the Olympics, and it kind of blew up, went viral, these pictures of him in the stands knitting, and everyone wanted to know what it was. And he ended up knitting a cardigan. And now he's allegedly knitting Harry Styles' cardigan. So it all comes full circle.
So if you don't want to knit a cardigan, where can you buy these?
Mango has a ton of these for fairly affordable prices. Gigi Hadid and Katie Holmes were recently spotted in Mango, like crochet polo, little cropped polos. But other more affordable sites like Zara, places along those lines, Urban Outfitters, they're all going to have crochet pieces, be it a bucket hat or a little tiny bra top, really across the board.
Okay. I just got rid of this amazing crochet bodysuit that I bought. Where did I buy it? I can't even remember. I bought it on vacation somewhere. And I just got rid of it in like a major closet purge where I just felt like I need a fresh start. I wish we would have had this conversation before I did that. Okay. this next one is very, very, very close to my heart. And I'll tell you why. Gap logo hoodies. So when I was in college and I spied my husband from across the room and I thought he was cute. When I went back to my dorm room, I told my roommate that I met this cute guy and his name. A couple of days later, she comes back to the room and she says, I invited him over to do math homework with me so that you could like have some time with him. So I put on my best clothing, and my best piece of clothing was my Gap logo sweatshirt. And now, almost 16 years of marriage, two kids, like that Gap logo sweatshirt did the trick. So how are people wearing it now?
Well, one, I have to know if you still have your sweatshirt.
I don't. No. I should have saved it because it's like a family legend now.
You could also sell it. So one of the things about this is that on sites like Grailed and Depop, these sweatshirts were selling for like $200.
Wow.
So essentially, Emma Chamberlain wore one of these. She had thrifted it. And that kind of is what it comes down to, is that thrifting is so popular with Gen Z, and it's such a popular part of TikTok now. There's this rise of just secondhand fashion and more sustainable ways of shopping. And that's how a lot of these original Gap logo hoodies were found, for cheap prices at a thrift shop. And then they just started being added to outfit roundups and things like that. And eventually they started to blow up. Kind of the person that people say is the queen of the Gap logo hoodie is this creator named Barbara Christofferson. She has over 260,000 followers on TikTok now, but when she first wore the brown rare Gap logo hoodie, she just put it in kind of a video that included a couple of different outfits that she was planning to wear for fall, and it completely exploded on the internet. And so much of the Gap said that she's the video that started it all. That video really kicked off this crazy turn of events that ended up with Gap, one, remaking the sweatshirt because they noticed how much it was reselling online and how rare it was. So they created it again, sold it for $60. It sold out. And then they started a campaign that allowed TikTok creators to really be the ones to decide who was gonna, or what the next color that they were gonna bring back would be. And then styling wise, I would say it's been worn with a lot of utility wear, like cargo pants, baggy jeans, sneakers, and then always kind of some cute, feminine touches like a pearl necklace or a little beaded kitschy necklace, which is another big trend. A lot of like candy rings and then a little bag, something cute, little shoulder bag.
I actually wore mine. I remember to this day how I wore it. It was very, this was the 90s. So it was totally like super duper baggy everything where you're like enveloped in fabric. So I had my Gap logo hoodie sweatshirt. It was orange, but the Gap logo was written in gray. And I had gray sweatpants that matched. They were the color of the logo. So it was like a match, but it didn't match. And then I had a pair of New Balance on and you couldn't tell me nothing. And I got a husband out of it. So you still can't tell me nothing.
There you go.
So this one is Gaultier. I was surprised by this because this was like super high end at one point in time. Tell me about the Gaultier trend.
It's very interesting the designers that TikTok decides to really elevate. So obviously Gaultier in the 90s was one of, if not the biggest brands. And it continues to be the brand that has really high resale value. These pieces are still super rare. I think the mesh tops, long sleeve, short sleeve, and dresses from the 90s, and then also these sailor looks that the designer also created. But nonetheless, on TikTok, through thrifting and the secondhand market, people started to acquire these really rare pieces. So we started to see a ton of the mesh, like Birth of Venus tops, and there's a lot of also vintage collectors on TikTok, which is a big section of the app that's growing. And they're sourcing really rare vintage pieces, and a lot of them are Gaultier. And it really has to do with the fact that the trend cycle moves in this really interesting way where it is kind of, while it is a 20-year cycle, it all snowballs on top of each other. So like these 90s trends are then coming back, but they're also taking inspiration from past years. And that's how they're kind of deciding on the trends that become popular now.
So if it takes a little bit of know-how and work and money to get a Gaultier, like you said, you have to source it and you have to, you know, or you have the money to like buy it from someone who did the work already. How are most people accessing it, or are they just not? Is it kind of aspirational?
I do think that this side is a bit more aspirational, but I think it's one of those things where young people, because they want, they're more conscious of the environmental crisis, are more willing to wait and save up and buy something that they really, really want and buy the original of it. Because there have been a lot of mesh t-shirts made by fast fashion companies over the years. But I even recently saw a video that was like the mesh tops of 2018 and the mesh tops that are trending today, and just like how much more elevated they are because one is fast fashion and one is the original, just sourced, and people save up a lot to get them. And whereas like a lot of times we think we have to buy vintage, rare vintage from places like The Real Real or First Dibs, where it's a little bit more expensive, it's priced as it would be on like the retail price. A lot of these creators and sourcers of vintage are finding these at thrift shops. So for next to nothing, and they just know what to look out for, kind of.
And you have to know what neighborhoods to go to too. That's a big thing with thrift stores. Like if you're looking for Gaultier, you have to think like, okay, who would have gotten rid of a Gaultier?
Yeah.
And where does that lady live? And that's the thrift store. You need to go in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So Eliza, of everything that we've talked about, what's your favorite?
My favorite is probably the Skims dress, surprisingly, because I do love all of these trends enough that I would try out all of them, or I already have. But the dress really surprised me, and I think it's important to highlight trends on TikTok that are size inclusive and that everyone can try, because it is such a huge space. And when a dress goes viral, that then people go on and realize that they can't buy it because it doesn't come in their size, I think that can be defeating. And that's not what we want to highlight.
Yeah, I'm with you 110%. And I also think it puts some pressure on retailers, manufacturers, like, let's just make everything inclusive. I'm with you on the Skims. I'm looking forward to trying that. And I am all, you know, I'm all about the Gap local hoodie. So I'm going to try to find one of those too. Eliza, thank you so much. Where can people find you on social media and your reporting on all fashion trends?
You can find me on social media at Eliza Grace Huber, H-U-B-E-R, on Instagram and Twitter. And then you can find all my reporting on refinery29.com.
Looking for a product mentioned on the Trend Reporter? Check out our Amazon page to shop the show. Also, check out my Instagram and YouTube for more beauty and wellness coverage, including tutorials, fun photos, some reels, and much more. Links in the show notes.
The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.